Welcome back to Cozy One Podcast. This is episode 28, The Unhealthy Habits of Unhealthy Kids. Today I want to talk about your child's diet, obesity, and the dangers of vaping, because those are the main issues when it comes to the kids today who live in America. Okay? There are so many ways kids can be unhealthy with bad habits, and we have to notice what bad habits are first and foremost. So the common bad habits today would be too much screen time, eating too much, not eating enough healthy foods, lying, nail biting, pulling out hair, not playing outside enough, teeth grinding, personal fondling in public areas, nose picking, eating loud, hitting, biting, tantrums, and staying up too late. Foundation-wise, issues come from those things, or a bad diet, or bad body health first, okay? And when it comes to an unhealthy diet, think about high salt foods, saturated fats, processed foods. I'm talking fries, cookies, bread, cake, candy. Corn syrup, oils, like canola oil. It is so easy to just switch the small things in your diet to just eat a little bit better. And maybe instead of canola oil for things and eating a lot of fried foods, you get grapeseed oil or avocado oil or extra virgin olive oil in a glass bottle. Is it a little bit more pricey? Yes. Why? Because it's healthier. Okay. Farm-raised meat is also a no-no. A no-no. Because most of the time, farm-raised meat is created in the worst conditions for those animals. Especially the fish. Especially the fish. Serving size. We should not be eating more of a serving size that is bigger than our palms. Okay, in the inside of your hand, if your serving size for what's on your plate is bigger than that, you're eating too much. Okay? Even when it comes to babies, the serving size of their hand should be the amount of milk they're drinking. Same thing with adults. Your serving size should not be bigger than the size of your palm. Okay? Now, what do these kids need? They need more fruit. Lower sugar fruit, yogurt, okay, that has the least sugar in it. Protein, almond milk, whole grain, but not too much. Fresh veggies, not frozen veggies. Water, natural spring water, not water with flavoring in it, not water with electrolytes in it, not water with magnesium in it. Get natural spring water. And how often should your kids be eating? When it's toddlers, they should be eating two times. Don't starve them. But age like 1, 2, 3, I would say 4 times a day with 2 small snacks. School age kids from like 6 to 12 years old, 5 times a day with 2 small snacks. Teenagers, even though they eat a lot, and you got to monitor the junk that they eat and what they drink. I would say from age 13 to 18, 3 times a day with 2 small snacks. Now, when it comes to obesity, it's a major issue because you could have your kid in sports. They could always have been active. But if their diet is poor, they run a risk of being at practice or being in the middle of a game, running and having a heart attack. Okay, so you have heart health risk when your child is overweight or eating the wrong things, so that blood is not circulating properly, high cholesterol, reproductive issues, a fatty liver, joint issues, anxiety,
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Different eating disorders. I went to school with a lot of girls that had eating disorders in Florida. Sleep apnea can be a problem. Type 2 diabetes, okay? Cancer, stroke issues. Mind you, these are kids, okay? And when I see kids who are obese, I look at the family. I look at what they continue to eat. I look at the fact that there's no way for your child to get access to this food if you weren't buying it. Okay? And am I judging? Yes. I'm judging the hell out of you as a parent to see what the food that you shouldn't be eating is doing to you. And you willingly turn around and allow it to happen to your child. And you won't change it. And you just think it's a normal thing that they have to deal with. When in reality, shouldn't be no 12-year-old having the weight of a 25-year-old. It just shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a thing. Diet should have been changed. You set the example in your household. When I don't want to eat junk food, I don't buy junk food. When I don't want to drink soda, I don't buy soda. When I don't want to have ice cream, especially with the ice cream prices today, $10 for a carton of ice cream. And sometimes it's not even ice cream. Sometimes it's a frozen dessert. Read the boxes. Frozen dessert is not real ice cream. If it doesn't say real ice cream, it's not real ice cream. Okay? Kids who are not active are high risk. Period. Kids who do not have access to healthy options to eat different foods or to walk daily or to play outside daily are at risk. And when it comes to the diet, cheap, unhealthy, chemically infused foods are a problem. Sugary drinks, huge portions, eating on the go more than actually being active than eating. Okay? Sitting on phones for longer times, sitting on tablets, sitting on computers, sitting on games, but you're not outside running. You're not outside playing with a ball. You're not outside jumping rope. You're not outside riding your bike. It's a lot of kids right now that do not know how to ride a bike. Nobody ever bought them a bike. They don't know how to use a skateboard. Nobody bought them a skateboard. They never had a scooter. You know what I'm saying? They don't race down the street with their friends. They're just not active. Home habits are unhealthy, but it's a normal unhealthy because everybody in the home is doing it. Now, when it comes to vaping, vaping is dangerous with kids today because the way that it is marketed is like, oh, this is better than you smoking a cigarette, or this is better than you smoking another substance. When in reality, any smoke that is going into your lungs is not a good thing. Okay? Kids being exposed to nicotine, it messes with their brain development. They can easily get lung damage because their lungs are not fully at the right size. It's still growing and getting bigger and supposed to be getting better, but they're ruining it as they get older. It's addictive. They can have chest pain. They can have respiratory issues. They can have heart issues. They can have a chronic cough that they cannot get rid of. Heavy metals are in vaping devices. There's poisoning in e-cigarettes. The liquid is toxic. So please be mindful of what your children have access to, what you allow them to buy. And a lot of times, even though maybe my kids might be given money, I don't allow them to buy certain foods, even if they're buying it. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Clearly, you like what comes out of my throat, okay? But there's levels to this, okay? Whether you're listening to She Gets It Pod, We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Cozy Womb Podcast, The Creator Podcast, or Call Me When You Get Off Podcast, or I feel like I'm missing one, The Real Relationship Rapport, or an oldie, Loud Mouth Stereo with Greg. I appreciate you. You matter. Please subscribe. Please drop a review on any one of those podcasts on your favorite podcast app. I am available even on Amazon Music, okay? I appreciate you, all right? You can find me at Shanby Podden on most social media platforms. You can find me on shanbypodden.com, where it gives you all of the episode, all of the books, all of the access to the links and about me. And you can find me on Bonfire, Shanby Podden spot, to buy your merch. There's graphics on there. There's hoodies on there. There's sweatshirts. There's bags. There's mugs. I got it all. All right? And I'm keeping y'all in mind because shipping is fucking high. But I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much for checking out my podcast. I do appreciate it. Please let me know what you think. And if you want to contact me at shankencreate@gmail.com. All right, let's get back to this episode. Like, I'm not going to allow you to buy and eat Takis in front of me when I know it's linked to giving a lot of kids stomach ulcers and different health issues if they eat it too often. I'm not buying them flaming Cheetos. I'm not buying them flaming hot fries. I'm not making anything flaming in the kitchen with them because it's cool. I'm not doing it. You're not going to be eating fast food at restaurants just because somebody doesn't want to cook every night. No, there's some nights where I'm going to cook. And yes, there's some nights where I will buy pizza. But this is not going to be every night pizza. This is not going to be every night McDonald's. It's not going to be every night we go to a restaurant. It's not going to be every night cheeseburgers. Like, we're not doing that. Like, that is not a norm in my house, and I'm not going to make it a norm. I don't buy juice all the time. Most of the time, I have spring water in here. And if you don't want spring water, then you're not thirsty. Unfortunately, we have to be the bad guys when it comes to the food that is in the house that is provided to these kids. A lot of the kids at school, they have full access to whatever they want to eat. Pop-Tarts. That has a lot of toxic chemicals in them. Different cereals with a lot of coloring in it that has a lot of toxic chemicals in them. I've been buying bread ever so often, like a rye bread, and I've washed it for weeks, not mold. Not one piece of it is molding, and I know I've had it for at least 3 weeks. That is not normal. You can go video for video and watch them make fake eggs. Fake yolk in the eggs. You see, the prices of eggs is getting higher. If it's not the real eggs, why am I paying more for fake eggs? Like, make it make sense. Make it make sense. If you drink coffee and you use creamer, it's nothing but carcinogens. Look at the back of the creamer container. It contains carcinogens. Carcinogens are directly associated with cancers. Most of the food between the grocery store and the middle of the grocery store have a lot of chemicals in it that are linked to us having cancers. A lot of the plug-ins have chemicals in it that may associate issues with women's reproductive system over long periods of time. If you are trying to become pregnant, keep the least amount of toxic chemicals and sprays and smells out your home. check online and see how toxic your zip code is as far as like environmental issues. You know, heavy metals. What's that weird smell every time you go down the street? How is it going to affect you long term? There's a reason why certain areas that you live in are cheaper than other areas. Maybe you're exposed to more illnesses long term if you stay there versus living in another zip code. Like, all of that matters. And if you're truly someone out here trying to make the best choice for your kids, then you have to make the best choice for you because they're looking at you. You can't sit there and tell your child, no, you cannot have this, it's unhealthy, and then turn around and eat it. You cannot turn around and tell your child, make sure you grow up and you don't smoke if you're always smoking. Doctors do it all the time. They tell you that, oh, you need to do this for your health and do that for your health. As soon as they go on a break, they're outside smoking a cigarette. Seen it. People will tell you all the time, oh, you should be doing this and this for your health so you can gain more muscle and do X, Y, and Z. And you look at them, they about 12 months pregnant. That's why I never understood how an overweight coach is about to tell me what I need to do. Sir, don't piss me off. If you're going to tell me what I need to do to be fit, you must be fit. If you're going to tell me what I need to eat to be better, you better be eating to be better. And I'm not saying that you can't know what I need to do because you're overweight, but it's going to be hard for me to take anything that you're saying without wanting to say something back to you because you are not following what you're saying. It's going to be hard. I'm going to tell you straight up. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm someone that cares about my health, it's only so long that I could be around someone that doesn't care. If you are somebody who feels like they have to smoke every day.
This isn't just a game. It's a once in a generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
I don't necessarily want to be around you. If you are somebody that feels like they have to go get a drink on a daily, every day, I'm not going to want to be around you because I don't have those habits. I want to be around people who have habits that I would like to pick up. Vice versa. If I'm doing something that you don't agree with, that you don't like, I don't want you to feel like you're obligated to be around me consistently. Because eventually, you're going to see what I'm doing as regular, as okay. And I don't want to be the example of your downfall. I would love for you to be a better person. Please be better than me. I want my kids to be better than me. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to do things that they should not be doing. And that's when it comes to their diet, vaping, obesity. We have to be setting the standard. If you are going out for a walk or if you are going out to exercise, take your kids with you. If your kids could come with you to the gym, take them with you. If you are going hiking, take them with you. If you are going for a bike ride, take your kids on a bike ride with you. If you're going to walk to the park or you're going to walk to the store and walk back, take your kids with you. Stop allowing your kids to just be in their room, sit on the couch, be in the kitchen, go back to their room, go to school, sit down all day, come home, do the same thing. Stop allowing them to not move their bodies. Especially the taller ones. Okay? Be mindful of how they're sitting. Are they hunching their back? Are they slouch over? Do they walk bent forward? Like, pay attention to that. Do they walk on their tippy toes? I just feel like when you're a parent, you care about those things. There's no way that your 8-year-old just became 200 and something pounds and you don't know how. I don't care what you say. If it's a medical issue, you should have been taking them to their pediatrician so they can tell you what you can do to help their diet. Because if your child is 8 years old and already 200 something pounds, I know for sure they have heart issues and I know for sure they have joint issues. And they don't feel good about themselves. There's no way. So do right by your kids by guiding them to make healthier habits out of what they do and what they eat. You also have to have healthier habits for yourself. And that's it. I appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you for listening to Cozy One Podcast. I hope you're done holiday shopping, food and things that you want to give to people that you care about. Please don't overspend. It's not that serious. Rent's coming up. The other priorities are coming up. In 2 days, I have to make my truck payment and I don't want to pay it, but I have to. You know what I'm saying? The reality of life. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for, you know, thank you for being a friend. I'll be back with another episode. Peace.
I love you.